Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Buffalo police say the 4-year-old case of a missing child is now a homicide investigation. Commissioner Joseph Grimalia says the body of Jalen Griffin was discovered Friday in the attic of a house on Sheffield Avenue in South Buffalo. Griffin, who was 12 years old when he went missing in August 2020, was identified with the use of dental records. Acting District Attorney Michael Caine says more forensic investigation, including an autopsy, will likely take months to reach a conclusion. Governor Kathy Hochul says the framework is in place on a new $237 billion state budget. While the spending package requires legislative approval, Hochul says the plan focuses on several priorities, including affordable housing, shelter for the influx of migrants, and education funding. According to the governor, the state will invest a record $35.9 billion in schools.
With this budget, we're throwing out debunked curriculums and getting back to basics, using phonics and reading comprehension and other effective techniques. We're also setting aside funding for teachers to be retrained to make this transition.
There's more on the state budget at WBFO.org. And Erie County Sheriff John Garcia is working to separate his administration from that of his predecessor, Tim Howard. The current sheriff outlined the differences in a statement after a jury determined Erie County and five sheriff's deputies must pay $95 million in connection with the 2012 death of Richard Metcalf Jr., who had been incarcerated at the Erie County Holding Center. Well, Governor Kathy Hochul says an agreement is in place on a $237 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year. While legislative leaders have not publicly commented on the announcement, Hochul says the spending plan addresses the state's affordable housing crisis. While New York City has been granted local control to spur new housing, the problem is also being addressed throughout the state.
That includes a new statewide tax incentive for multifamily housing construction, incentivizing local communities that want to add accessory dwelling units like backyard cottages, in-law suites, and attic conversions.
Hochul also hailed new protections for renters, but the deal does not include the proposed good cause eviction legislation that had been sought by housing advocates. There's more on the budget at WBFO.org. The budget arrives with some positive news from the state comptroller. Tax collections for the fiscal year were $2 billion more than originally projected. According to Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, collections totaled $106.4 billion and highlighted, quote, an economy that performed better than expected. He also warned policymakers to be mindful of the pace of inflation and possible rises in interest rates. And a new superintendent will inherit the budget issues in the West Seneca School District. Dr. Lisa Kruger, who currently serves as the superintendent at Newfane Central, will be taking the same position in West Seneca effective July 1st. Budget cuts that will eliminate staff and faculty positions have been the source of public protests in the district. Well, Governor Kathy Hochul announced that a tentative $237 billion budget deal has been reached 15 days after the spending plan was due. WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt has more.
Governor Hochul spoke in her ceremonial office at the state capitol, surrounded by top aides and budget staff.
We have the parameters of a conceptual agreement on the fiscal year 2025 state budget.
The state's Democratic legislative leaders did not attend the announcement. They were still going over the details of the tentative accord with their members. A spokesman for Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says there is no agreement yet, but says the governor and legislature are getting close. Hochul says a tentative deal on an affordable housing program will revive and reform a key tax break for real estate developers who include affordable housing units in their projects. It will also allow localities to authorize accessory dwelling units, also known as tiny houses, on homeowners' properties. The plan also offers grants to local governments who agree to build more affordable housing and would spend $500 million to develop new housing on state-owned property. The housing package also includes strengthened tenants' rights, as explained by Hochul's counsel, Liz Fine.
It's a great balance, I think, that we're reaching, both to protect small landlords and protect owners' rights, but also to make sure that we have affordable housing in New York.
The preliminary deal also adds stronger criminal penalties for hate crimes and cracks down on retail theft in illegal cannabis shops. The budget deal increases school spending, and it walks back Hochul's proposal to end what's known as Halt Harmless. That provision guarantees that no school district receives less money than it did the previous year. The governor's plan would have cut funding for half of the school districts in the state. Hochul says the entire school aid formula will be reviewed by SUNY's Rockefeller Institute and changes will be enacted next year.
We can't continue to fund our schools based on politics.
Not everyone is happy with the accord. Tenants' rights groups say the new protections fall short of provisions in the good cause eviction measure advocated by progressive Democrats. In a statement, Housing Justice for All, Sia Weaver, says it would be the weakest in the country. But New York State Republican Party Chair Ed Cox says in a statement that the new tenant protections, as well as the other housing provisions, are doomed to failure. Disability rights groups came to the Capitol to protest changes to the state's consumer-directed care program. It gives over 200,000 New Yorkers with disabilities the tools to hire their own home health care workers to help them with essential daily tasks that they can't do themselves, like eating and bathing. The new budget would eliminate the regionally based centers in New York that help administer the program and replace them with one large out-of-state entity. Denise Figueroa, the executive director of the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley, says the news comes as a complete surprise. She says large companies that run the programs in other states have poor track records with long delays on worker paychecks, technical glitches, and lengthy delays in hiring authorization.
If you're depending on a personal assistant to get you in and out of bed or, you know, doing your trach or helping you with catheterization, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. You're going to end up in a hospital, in an institution, or dead.
Hochul counters that the popular home health care program has grown by 1,200% in the past 8 years. She says the change will save the state $500 million and better track potential abuses.
These can be like runaway trains if you don't have someone step up and say, why is this being done this way? And is it really serving the people it's supposed to serve?
Meanwhile, lawmakers on Monday approved a fifth budget extender to keep the state running for a few more days until they can secure the remaining details and print budget bills that they can vote on. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.